welcome everybody to the
I'm Fat Podcast.
Snacks are best saved for later.
With Jay Zawoski.
That man ate all our shrimp and two plastic lobsters.
And Rick Camp.
Out the mist came a beast more stomach than man.
Welcome into another edition of the I'm Fat Podcast, brought to you by our sponsors, Charlie the Bacon Guy, Mazda of Orland Park, or because I'm an idiot in how I wrote it down, Mazda of Orland Park.
It's yeah. Different. It's when you get a Mazda on Wish. A Timu.
Fredo's Culinary Kitchen and Nick and Ivy Brewing. I am Rick Camp alongside fellow fat Jay Zawoski. We are figuring out, is this fun things with FaceTime that we're doing?
Or? I think so, yeah. We both have new Macs, me and Rick. New laptop last week.
Yeah. Yes.
And the FaceTime camera, which runs on StreamYard here for our YouTube page, youtube.com/iFatPodcast, has like emoji features. So sometimes we do a single thumbs up and it'll pop up, but sometimes it won't. But this time, there, Rick got it.
Yeah, I got one.
I did two thumbs up and I got fireworks. There, that goes. And Rick did the same and it worked. So there you go. We gotta figure these things out. We're going to get distracted and just keep playing with emojis, but instead of doing the podcast.
Old men squirrel.
Yeah, really. But thanks for being with us. We got a lot to get to this week, so we appreciate you being with us. Make sure you're following us on all of our social media at I'm Fat Pod, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. We've also got the fans page on Facebook. Merch, imfatmerch.com. Anything you need from TeePublic before you get it, dial up imfatmerch.com. Search for it that way. We get a little kickback that way, and we've got a bunch of cool designs, including our classic designs, our new, got a new Onion Ring of Honor coming next month, Rick. This month. Holy shit, it's March.
I know, we've got some work to do.
Well, I'm going to start there, by the way, because I got a little something on that we can have an on-air meeting that should be off the air, on the air, about March fatness. What else we got to mention? Patreon, patreon.com/imfatpod. Mm-hmm. And make sure you leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. We have another review today, Rick, so we can read the review during Ask a Fat and then choose our winner. I think the one you read earlier this month was really great and is the leader in the clubhouse, but the one we got today, pretty good. Mm-hmm. So either way, both of those people will be getting a prize. So $100 to Nick and Ivy for second place, a bacon prize pack for first place. Speaking of Nick and Ivy, got a text from Paul today.
Okay.
And he asked, what about a live March fatness show at Nick and Ivy for the first weekend of March Madness?
Yes. So, like, essentially, we would be, like, a week behind the actual March Madness because, like, we'd be having the show on the Sunday of the first weekend?
I think so, yes.
Yes.
Now, you need to help me. What day is that? Because I don't basketball.
Okay. I don't college basketball.
Okay.
I want to say the 17th is Selection Sunday, which would mean we would be doing like the 24th.
Okay.
Because if it's of the first weekend,
let's see,
then that would be the 24th.
March 24th. Oh, goddamn Blackhawks always playing. I could probably do that Saturday, the 23rd. The Hawks don't play till 9:30.
Okay.
So, all right, Paul, if you're listening, let's discuss.
Yes.
23rd sounds good. Does that work for you, Rick?
I'm not 100% sure. I have to check with the boss.
Well, either way.
Let's put it this way. My not-so-updated calendar on my phone says I'm good.
Okay. That's, hey, you didn't put it in the calendar, babe. Sorry. Can't fix it. All right. We got a lot to get to this week, but I have to start with this. And I asked you yesterday, have you been keeping up with the Willy Wonka story from Glasgow?
I had no idea talking about.
Okay. I'm sure most of our people have heard about this, but in Glasgow, Scotland, this company like put out this tweet saying, come experience like the Willy Wonka experience. It's $40 per entry. And they use this AI art to generate like what looks like this really incredible, immersive, like Willy Wonka experience. Well, Rick, it wasn't.
Oh.
It turned out to be such a disaster that the police were called.
Is this Firefest or something?
That's what people are comparing it to. So $40 to enter. Every kid got, they were promised treats. Mm-hmm. Everybody got a half cup of lemonade and two jelly beans each. Stuart Sinclair, a father of three who brought his kids to the event, told the New York Times there were maybe 20 chairs, a couple of tables, and a half-inflated bouncy castle. So, I'm going to share the tweet here, and here okay. we go. Old man uses technology. Of the promised, the promised thing and the actual delivered thing.
Okay.
Oh my God, it's going to, I want to see if I can do this. It's being difficult. There we go. Okay. You got it? Can you see it?
Yes.
Okay. So the picture on the left there, that's the AI generated. That's the AI generated thing.
Wow. That's supposed to be like, it's supposed to be for those just listening.
Yes.
Like Disneyland on crack.
Yes. There's like illuminated. There's like an illuminated hallway with like, you know, lights on the ceiling, and there's lollipops that are huge everywhere. Yeah. And then the actual photo.
The actual photo looks like backstage at the auto show.
Yes, it does. I mean, that rainbow is cool. I'll give him credit for that. But there's like in the distance, like two tiny gummy bears. There's like looks like a Van Gogh painting that's like a tarp that's not properly hung. Here's another picture. There's like, dude, it's so bad.
That's incredible.
And what's so funny about it too is the fact that like what they promised versus what they delivered. I got to share this one last photo, and it's the Oompa Loompa in air quotes that is working at the event.
Oh no.
This poor woman. She's like, what did I sign up for?
Who would have thought people using AI for bad things, bad reasons?
If the song The Sounds of Silence was a photo, this is it.
Oh, my God.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. Oh, my God. And then
it just
cuts
to the picture of Job zooming in on his face.
I love when this stuff is so bad. It's so bad. And, like, it has been a news story for a week. And, like, now people are coming out and apologizing for it. Mm-hmm. In lieu of actual photos, the website featured colorful illustrations and promised a, quote, chocolate fantasy, magical surprises, and optical marvels.
I don't want to know what actually happened with chocolate fantasy or whatever that was.
Paul Connell, one of the actors hired to portray Wonka, said, in some ways, it was a world of imagination. Like, imagine there is a whole chocolate factory here. No. I spoke to the people running and thought, surely by the morning it won't look like this. And then I turned up in the morning and it absolutely did. I love it, dude. I just love
That's so funny.
When things are so poorly executed. I just imagine the parents like, okay, this is cool. My kids are in a Wonka. I got two kids. I'm going to drop $120 to get the three of us in here.
Right.
And you walk in, it's like a folding chair, two jelly beans, and half a cup of lemonade.
It's the Rich McKay. What did you think about your team's execution? I'm in favor of it.
In favor of it, yes. boy. That just delighted me this week, man. I'm sorry. It was so funny. And like so good. Every day that went on, like there was a new layer added to it. Sure. The quotes I was reading, by the way, were from Vox. Vox.com. So if you want to check it out for yourself, it's just Google Willy Wonka Experience Glasgow and you'll find a million stories about it. It is so funny.
That's so good. I love that. I think the best part too, and this is a stupid thing on my part, is just thinking about the movies and all that. And then even if it was executed properly, very likely everybody has a Scottish accent.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's angry and Scottish.
Like, one of my favorite things on TikTok is Scottish children speaking. Yes. It's so funny.
It's
like unintentionally funny just because they're them.
Yeah, it's amazing. I just can't stop thinking about this. It is my new Roman Empire, as the people say. the Willy Wonka experience. It is so effing funny. It is so funny. And you feel bad for the kids, but like, they can always say they were there, man.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, like, aren't there people that have like made money off of that being like, yep, I was at Firefest.
Yeah, throw me on your documentary. I got all kinds of thoughts about it.
Oh,
exactly. Oh my God. By the way, did you see the new Wonka?
No.
It was pretty good. I enjoyed it.
Okay.
It was pretty good. Like, you know, I didn't think, and this isn't like a old man yells at cloud thing. I didn't find Timothée Chalamet to be as like magical as Gene Wilder, which of course that's very difficult. That's
a tough standard.
Right. It's a high bar to clear, but I could use a little more from Chalamet, but he sung well. He was clearly invested in the role.
Sure.
It was good. I enjoyed it. I recommend seeing it. We saw it in the theater and I'm kind of glad I did because like the visuals and everything, but it was good. I liked it. Five slices of pie.
the last thing I saw in theaters was Wish, and I thought it sucked.
That movie has not done well.
Oh, apparently it's selling some merch, though, or at least in one household, I know it is.
Really?
Yeah.
Because when we were in Disney, like, it was barely even, like, a whisper there.
I did not think it was like, and I'm pretty accepting of like, hey, this is for kids, you know, like go into it with that and whatever. I thought it sucked.
Okay. And that was Pixar, right?
Yeah.
They don't usually whiff.
No, but they did.
By the way, have you seen Soul?
No.
Oh, I love, dude, you got to watch it. I love Soul. Yeah. It's great. It's such a great movie and it's musical based and I know that one didn't do, that was like a COVID victim, I think.
I think so.
But if you haven't seen Soul,
it's on Disney Plus, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And if you have any sort of musical inclination or love in your heart, you will love Soul. It's great.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, food.
Yes.
Food. And fat things.
Food, glorious food.
Yes. So today, Sam and I were like, okay, we just want to get, it's so nice out. We've got to get out and go somewhere. Just not stay in the house, and went to a place that I thought it was my first time there. However, in speaking to Jay before the show, I realized I was wrong.
Yes.
I have been to a different Blackwood barbecue before, but the one I went to today was at 1711 East Golf Road in Schaumburg. Where I lost it was Jay, our friend Ray Diaz, and myself, after a show once, went to one, I forget which building it's in.
It's in the Illinois Center of the Pedway. Okay. Yeah.
And we like got it to go because it was jammed in there from what I remember.
I also think it was also in a COVID-y time, like not peak COVID where people were like not leaving, but it was kind of still like about dining in places.
Yeah, so we got our food to go, but I remember it being good at the time, and I can tell you today, very good. I had the brisket, the brisket fry basket. So you essentially get pieces of the brisket on top of fries. We made sure to get cornbread because, of course, you have to have cornbread. And let me tell you, for one thing, the brisket was absolutely buttery. Like, just like really went down easy. I tried a lot of their barbecue sauces. Their Kansas City was my favorite. That was the, like the spiciest probably of those. But their Chicago one, which is supposed to be sweet with a little bit of spicy, I don't know what it was. Wasn't my favorite. Like, just now, mind you, they have like 6 or 8 sauce options there for you. They have like a South Carolina, which was like their mustard based one. Sam loved that with the chicken. Absolutely loved it with their chicken. They recommend their Alabama white sauce with the chicken. There's a North Carolina vinegar based, the Chicago, which is kind of like a balance of sweet and spicy, a Kansas City, which was more spicy, and a Memphis, which was more sweet. Okay. So they give you a lot of options. And I know this is like more of a local chain. Like there's some in the city. There's some, and I know there's another one in Oak Brook as well. But just like I wanted brisket, like I wanted barbecue. Hadn't had barbecue in quite a while. Shocking for me, I know. But it was really good. The only gripe I would have with the brisket itself is just the amount that you get for the price. I understand barbecue's expensive. I totally get it. Mm-hmm. But to only get like when you think of a strip of brisket that you get,
yeah,
cut that in half and you got like what, maybe 6 of those, if that.
Yeah.
So it was a little underwhelming on that. Like the brisket was very good, but considering I want to say for the fry basket, it was like $18. You would hope to get at least a little bit more of the actual meat out of it.
Yeah, that would be, that's not enough.
No, it's not. But the fries were fantastic.
Okay.
A crinkle cut fry that has like a harder fry almost. I don't know if it's double fried, but it's almost like got that like crispness to it. And their seasoning, like, cause we sat at the bar, so we got to see them prepping everything too. And seeing them like just how seasoned the fries are. It's a good balance of, you know, like between being under seasoned and not being like the Cajun fries at Five Guys, which are just like layered in the seasoning.
Yeah.
It was like the perfect balance. Like everything outside of the brisket was very good. I would say the cornbread was really solid. Not like setting a benchmark, but also you're not going to be disappointed by it. Yeah. Like that's the amount of the brisket that I had.
Okay. Yeah, that's, as you can see, if I got that, I'd be like,
yeah, like, where's the other half of each piece of that?
Yeah, right. Apologies, by the way, if you're watching on YouTube, for the quality of the photos. I had to bring my new Mac in, mm-hmm. and I had to, like, reboot it because something wasn't working. So my settings are all jacked up. So, like, I can't share the screen without closing Chrome. And if I close Chrome, we lose the broadcast, so we won't be doing that. So I had to kind of scramble and email it to myself. So there you go.
Yeah. But, and also obviously like Texas toast, it's hard to really mess up Texas toast.
Right.
It was great. I like, if I wanted to cut any of those pieces of brisket, I would cut it on that Texas toast. So it had some of all the sauces seeping into it and it was really good. So just like for what it is, for the meat, fries, Texas toast, you know, getting the barbecue experience, really enjoyed it. They had a different ordering system. This is where I'm like, I get the efficiency, but I'm also a little iffy on like, this could have been a person's job. Is mm-hmm. just like you go to a tablet and you place your order and then you choose one of their pagers that they have and you basically assign the pager to you and your order.
You have to do that yourself?
Now, yeah. It's really not a big deal. It's right there. So like there's two tablets to order. And then in the middle is the thing with all the pagers. So it'll be like, okay, you know, blah, blah, blah. Here's your order. What's your pager number? And then you just pick one up. They all have numbers on them and you just punch in the number and it's like, okay, you're good. So then you just go sit and then they'll buzz you when your order is ready.
Okay. That's not too bad, like, I guess.
No, like the feel in there was very cool. There was basketball. There was, well, college basketball. So whatever you make that. On the TVs, like, you know, they serve alcohol there. We didn't have any. We had a couple of their slushies, which were maybe a little thick. We needed to have a spoon for like the last two thirds. But overall, flavors were great. Don't like I don't like I would recommend people go there if it's like hey, you want some, you want some solid barbecue? Because Sam said the chicken was very good as well. That's a place you should go.
Okay. It's, you know, not perfect, but
yeah,
good enough, right? Gets the job done.
Just want to give people the real, like the, you know, the actual, this is what it is. Here's good. Here's what's good. Here's what's bad.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'll tell you what's good, Rick.
Hmm.
Our friends at Nick and Ivy Brewing, who we mentioned earlier in the show.
Facts.
1026 South State Street in Lockport, downtown Lockport, which is just absolutely beautiful. If you've not been to downtown Lockport in a while, it is like completely redone, reinvested in with great businesses like Nick and Ivy, like Taco Heaven. There's a bunch of great stuff there. And I was looking at the Instagram. I don't know if it was Paul's Instagram or the Nick and Ivy Instagram, But they're talking about how, like, the other breweries in town, like, they help each other out, right? Like, if they need something, hey, can you help us with this or that? Like, yeah, we got you. Everyone kind of lifts each other up, all for the betterment of the area, and it's great. And he wanted us, Paul wanted me to let everybody know, they're doing Name That Tune trivia on March 6th. And then come April, it'll be the second and fourth Wednesday moving forward for Name That Tune trivia. I would love to do that. That sounds like a lot of fun. They've got a lot of great stuff going on there all the time at Nick and Ivy. So make sure you're following them on Facebook at Nick and Ivy Brewing. Same thing on Instagram. You can go to nickivybrewing.com. That's N-I-K-I-V-Y. And here's the deal. Like, I'm not the biggest craft beer guy, Rick. I know you're more into it than I am. I'm into very drinkable, very light, very sweet, delicious beers. There's some people that are really into like the IPAs and the heavy things. Whatever you're into, they've got it for you at Nick and Ivy. Whatever your beer taste might be, it's there and it's delicious. And everything I've tried from there, even the stuff that I usually don't go for that I've sampled, has been outstanding. And what I love most about Nick and Ivy is the fact that you walk in there and you feel welcome. No matter what kind of beer drinker you are, you don't feel intimidated. You don't feel like you don't belong because you're not the biggest beer aficionado. It's just a place to go and chill and have a great time. So you should go there and do the very, very same at Nick and Ivy Brewing, 1026 South State Street in Lockport. Go check them out, nickandivybrewing.com. Such great stuff. Go say hi to Paul and Chrissy. And take part in Name That Tune trivia. I'm gonna get out there for one of those. I know I keep threatening to get out there, but hockey season is very difficult for me to commit to anything because things are ever moving, ever changing, and it's frustrating. And my social life is crap. Like today was the first day off I've had, and like where I had nothing to do.
Yeah,
my first day off in a long time. So
nice.
Went to Oak Brook today, and we're planned on going to Lazy Dog, which you recommended. Couple weeks ago, but the wait was like an hour. So we pivoted and we ended up going to Alter Brewing, which was pretty good. I enjoyed it. It's at 1170 West 22nd Street. So it's actually right where like the McDonald's headquarters used to be, like 22nd Street right there. And it's like McDonald Place or whatever it's called. Solid brewery. We didn't try any of the beers because we were all driving, so didn't drink. Yeah. But I got just the basic, the Alter Burger, which was delicious, cooked perfectly. Their fries were terrific. Addie got the wings and loved them. Micah, who is our video editor, came with us, and his family came, and he got the Big Mick, which is like their tribute to the Big Mac because of where they where they are. And then Hope and Micah's wife got the Bang Bang Chicken, and they loved it. They thought it was great. So good stuff. I will say, I don't know if it would be like appointment, like we have to get back to this place, but if you're in the Oak Brook area, you're looking for a solid burger, solid bar food, and what I presume is some pretty good beer, Alter Brewing was quite good, and I do recommend the burgers there were terrific because it had that like grilled burger taste without it. Sometimes that dries it out. It was super, it was like so juicy that like the bottom part of my bun was wet. So it was delicious. Great flavor, good size, and it wasn't, sometimes too, you go to these breweries and they give you burgers that are like way too thick.
Right.
This is like a nice 8-ounce patty. It was perfect. So Alter Brewing out there in Oak Brook, and I know you said you think there's one in St. Charles too, right?
Yes, there is. It's like, if you're taking North Avenue in St. Charles, like it is, and you're heading west, it is right across the Fox. Like it bumps up to the Fox River right there.
And the cool thing about Alter, I can't really demonstrate this on the computer, is if you look at their logo and you turn it upside down, it's the same.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Micah realized that because he's his Mark. Brain works that way.
Yes.
You know, he sees that sort of stuff. So they have really cool merch there too, like great looking t-shirts and hats, and they got like beanies and all sort like the... What do you call it? Like the almost like the bowling shirt that like the Brewers wear. They have one of those there. Like the merch there is awesome. So Alter Brewing in Oak Brook, good stuff, good food, and everyone seemed to be enjoying their beer very, very much.
I don't remember like which beer I've had from there, but I've enjoyed the beer that I've had from there because I have gone.
Correct me if I'm wrong too. I believe you can buy Alter like in stores. I feel like I've seen it at, we call it Butch's and Homewood Family Liquors. I think I've seen it there. So okay. Next time I'm in there, I'll pick up a 4-pack or whatever and check it out. Because the nice. Packaging looked really cool. They had like a tie-dye one and some other ones that looked pretty good. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, it was good. We were just looking for something, you know, kind of basic. We had kids with us, so we didn't want to go nuts or go too fancy. But yeah. The burger there was, I just walked in, saw a guy with a burger. I'm like, that's what I'm getting.
Yep.
That looked good. Nice. And I'm glad I did. It was delicious.
So... Along my my newfound trying to eat not as brutally as I have in the past.
Yes, how's that been going?
It's like it's not a 100% of the time thing.
Sure.
Like, working my way into it.
No, well, you'll fail if you do sure. that.
Yeah, and also like, you know, I'm trying to work a little bit at least on portion size and that whole thing so I can at least eat things I like as maybe not quite as much, but close. So... something that I actually had last week, but we just, you know, ran out of time. Sam loves Greek food. If there is an excuse to find anything Greek and eat Greek, we will do it. So we tried QP Greek Food with a Kick. That's the name of the place.
Like the letters Q and P?
Correct.
Okay.
QP Greek Food with a Kick, 830 North Roselle Road in Hoffman Estates. Now, we got this, like, Uber Eats. So, we didn't even eat it, like, fresh in the restaurant. We both ordered chicken kebabs. And, like, my thing that, you know, just always worried is, do kebabs, are they going to stay, you know, is it going to stay juicy? All that type of stuff. Like, what's the portion of the meat going to be? Giant chunks of chicken that were moist, that were like seasoned well, like the lemon came through on it.
Yeah.
And man, like I'm That's a key. Sucker when there's, yeah, when you can get the lemon, like I'm sold. So like between the chicken kebabs, along with like rice was solid. And you know, we both got the same thing. We were both like, this is like really good. Like we'll be doing this again.
Nice.
For sure. At some point. So just if the chicken kebabs are any sign of what the rest of the menu is like, especially just like whatever other offerings that they have for kebabs, like it's worth your time. It may be a bit of a clunky name, but like the food is good.
What is it?
So Q and P. Like, nice to find a spot and like find a dish that I'm like, okay, if it's a night where we're trying to eat healthy, like that's something that I can rely on.
Give me your name. QP.
QP Greek Food with a Kick.
Okay. That is long.
And a big sign, I can only presume.
It just goes on, and I'm like, yep, there it is. How does that compare to, now, the last time we talked about kebabs, you and I both tried just kebabs. I tried the one in, I don't know if it's Crestwood or Elsip. It's like right there. And you tried it just kebabs, too. How did it compare to that?
I would say the size, like the portion on the kebab, bigger at this place.
Okay.
Let's just go QPs.
Yes.
We're gonna call it QPs. So the flavors were slightly different, but both very good. So like in terms of flavor, they're both great, different, but great. So I don't know which one I would say is actually better. Maybe just kebabs.
But you had that fresher though too, right? Like, didn't you have that? At least you had it there.
Yeah,
or
that's
you,
true.
Yeah,
yeah, that was had there.
Because the Uber Eats, it's a tough way to review a place for the first time.
Sure.
Because who knows how many deliveries they made on the way and like.
Right, and the thing is, it was still very good.
Yeah,
like that was the thing too.
That's a good sign.
So like, yeah, the fact that it was still warm, like. That's not the closest place to us. So the fact that it was still that good, like if we're going to grade on that curve, then that's probably a little bit better.
Nice. All right. That's good to know. QP and the rest. QP Greek.
Yes.
That's what you need to know. All right. I tried something this week. Okay. I am a sucker. As you know, I'm like one of the few people keeping Long John Silver's in business.
Yes, you are.
I love fish and chips. Mm-hmm. I love the fish from Culver's. I've talked about all this stuff. I saw this week somebody, I forget who it was, forgive me, published the best fast food fish sandwiches.
Okay.
And number one on the list, which wasn't a surprise to me, was Popeyes.
Nice.
So, on the way to work yesterday, I went to Popeyes, the one on Kedzie and like 103rd, like right in that area, mm-hmm. like Beverly Mount Greenwood.
Yeah.
Got the fish sandwich. It comes with slaw and stuff. I got it just plain, just fish and bread. Okay. I got to say, man, it was good, but I had way higher expectations for what it was.
Okay.
I know you're not the biggest fish guy.
Right.
But for me, if I'm having like a fish and chip or a fish sandwich, I want the... I don't want it to be tough in any way. Fish should be like flaky and easy to eat. Like there shouldn't be any kind of like pulling to it.
Sure.
And I got a little bit of that with the Popeye sandwich. Now, I think part of it might have been the bun to fish ratio. The fish patty was pretty thin and they use like a big brioche bun,
mm-hmm.
which is probably what they just have from the chicken sandwiches, right? It's the same bun. I don't think they're going to order a special bun for their fish sandwich, which they probably don't sell a ton of outside of sure. Lent. So I get that, but I do think the bun did it a bit of a disservice. I will say, when you bit into the sandwich, you could see like the fish was actually flaky. It was real fish. It wasn't like a fish slurry, right? It was actually like a piece of fish with the, you know, the texture of fish on it, and it had a really good flavor. I feel like the patty might have been a little thin. The breading might have been a little not right, like kind of the wrong, like with a fish, you want like a beer batter, something a little crispy. This is not, I don't know, it reminded me of like Burger King chicken.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like that kind of a breading.
Yes.
Where it's not really, I don't know, it's kind of there. It doesn't really serve much of a purpose. I kind of got that from this fish. So look, it wasn't bad. I would have it again. I just kind of went in there with, is this going to be the Popeye's chicken sandwich of fish sandwiches? And it wasn't.
Right.
I still recommend if you're looking for fish, Culver's is the best. Like their walleye dinner. I've had that twice. I had the cod dinner. The cod was, I almost like the cod more than the walleye, and it's cheaper.
Yeah. Kevin Harlan special.
It is cod. But it's the Culver's is the best. I will say, the meal for the fish sandwich at Popeyes was $11. So sandwich, okay. drink, and a decent amount of those Cajun fries, which are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, the Cajun fries are insane at Popeyes. That was the best part of the meal.
Yes. I think it might be the most underrated fry in fast food.
I think you're right. Because I think when you go to Popeyes, you're usually either getting like chicken pieces to go, you know, and you get, you know, mashed potatoes or biscuits or whatever. And if you're getting a fish sandwich or a chicken sandwich, like, I don't know, the meal kind of makes it expensive and a sandwich itself is so much food.
Sure.
But I'm like, well, I need a drink and I'll probably want, I was like, do I get two fish sandwiches? Like that seemed excessive. And I will say my stomach was not in the greatest shape last night after that. So take it for what it's worth. It was good, not great. Now the next thing I want to try is the BK Fiery Fish. They've got like a spiced fish sandwich that was actually second on that list.
Interesting.
So I'll knock that out this week for show research. Because I care that much, Rick.
Right.
It's the kind of guy I am.
You're a hero.
Well, someone had to say it. Re-two-packed.
So I'll keep it in the national fast food realm.
Okay.
We got big news this week that was sent my way by multiple people, and I appreciate those that thought of me in this great moment. From Dairy Queen.
Yep.
The cherry dip is coming back.
Hell yes.
After it being discontinued. So thank you to the execs at Dairy Queen for coming to your senses.
Yeah,
100%. And bringing back the cherry, because a cherry dipped cone is a special thing that holds a special place in my fastly beating cholesterol filled heart.
Hey, it's basically a salad. It's cherry.
Right. It's cherry. I'm just, I have not, I don't know exactly when this goes into effect, but rest assured, when it does, I will be there.
I won't be waiting outside
for the store to open or anything. However, I will make it there, and I will have a cherry dipped cone.
All right, I have faith that you will. See, this again, Rick. Credit to us for making the sacrifices for people. So they don't have to. That we know we will try the fish sandwich. We will order the cherry dip so you don't have to.
Yes, got to make sure it's still up to the standard.
That's it. That's what we do as a service to you, our fat listeners, which we love and worship very much. But that's really exciting. That's so good. I don't know why they got rid of that.
I don't. Like, are there that many clueless people that weren't ordering it?
That would shock me. Because I remember, like, DQ is a big deal in Homewood. Like, our DQ is like, you know, it's like the White House around here. And they, I think, if I'm not mistaken, they had it, they kept it, like, all year last year. Because they can kind of operate as they please.
Sure.
Because of, like, the way they're owned or whatever. But most, every time I'm there, like, let's say I'm in the line, there's 10 people. Like, at least three of them are walking away with a cherry dip cone.
Yes.
Yeah. So... I don't know. I'm glad it's back. I'm glad the people who are running Taco Bell resigned from their posts at Dairy Queen and hired people to come to their senses and say, what are we doing? Right. Of course we're not getting rid of cherry dipped, you asses. It's ridiculous. No, it's good. I'm glad it's there. And I will be to celebrate when DQ opens, I think in a couple weeks from here, I will get a cherry dip. And we got a lot of good stuff opening around here. We got the that Bergstein's Deli I've talked about, which is in Chicago Heights, is now moving like within like 3 or 4 blocks of our house.
Nice.
So that'll be awesome.
Are you gonna walk in and be like, this Bergstein?
Is that Bergstein an asshole? No. Yeah, he is. Okay, thanks for asking. Okay. I love people.
I don't miss screening phone calls like at all.
No, not at all. And I never will. Nope. Never will. All right. We're a little behind on reads. Got to tell everybody about our friends at Mazda of Orland Park out there in, want to guess? That's right. Orland Park. Give him a call 708-444-3200. Ask for Eric Vates. He will get you squared away with your brand new Mazda. Visit Mazda of Orland Park. .com. There you can peruse their selection. Lots of new Mazdas coming out. The CX-50 is already out and on the roads. I saw one the other day and I'm like, damn, that's the car I want. The CX-90 is out. Very nice, like a bigger option. And I just saw newly announced the CX-70 is on its way. That's going to be a hybrid, which I believe is the first hybrid that Mazda's offered. So go check them out. Again, 708-444-3200. That's 8910 West 159th Street in Orland Park. Eric Vates is your man. He will get you squared away at Mazda of Orland Park. And look, I own two Mazdas, both for Mazda of Orland Park. And the best part about owning them, not only are they great cars, not only are they super reliable with great gas mileage, the service I get from Mazda of Orland Park is second to none. So don't hesitate. Go out there. Give them a visit. Visit MazdaOfOrlandPark.com. All right. We're having photo issues, so I'm going to save my Tony Amonte story for next week. Tony Amonte, for those that don't know, Blackhawks legend, really good player when the Hawks were probably more obscure than they've ever been. Mm-hmm. And he came out for the Chris Chelios jersey retirement night. And last I'd seen of Tony Amonte, he had been fat. Well, he let me down. But it's not quite the same without photo comparison, so we'll get it squared away for next week and do it then. So instead... I'm going to tell you about two new sauces that are a limited time at B-Dubs. Hoping I went this week. And I got to say, Rick.
Yeah.
The last several times I've been to B-Dubs, it has been significantly improved.
Nice.
They hit a rut there for a while where the value was horrible. The quality was bad. They've had a bit of a resurgence. And I'm to the point now where I'm not going to call it coincidence. I think they probably started getting the message.
Does the value still suck, but just at least like everything else is
good? Yeah, but I will say, like, I got the five tenders, like the five tender with the wedges. It's like $13.99. That's not awful if the tenders are the right size. And these were huge. Yeah. I left beyond full. So that's not awful. So the new sauces, they've got honey sriracha and honey garlic. Ooh. Both very good. So I ordered the, I always get my go-tos are the original buffalo, which is great. That's their best sauce because it's hot. It's buffalo-y. It's like original how buffalo sauce is intended to be. And I get the mango habanero because it's really spicy with the sweet. I love it. So I got a little sample of the honey garlic on the side. Very good. The garlic really comes through. It's got little bits of minced garlic in it. So it's not like an artificial garlic flavor. And then it's got the honey sauce, which was great. And then I tried the honey sriracha because the server had said how good it was. And I would say, like, I think I had effed up because I had had so much hot stuff that I could barely even taste the honey sriracha.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't penetrating the mango or the other stuff. Mango?
Mm-hmm.
So I have to try it again. But here's even better news.
Hmm.
If you like the hot barbecue.
Yes.
Even though it's gone, they know how to make it for you. Because it's just a combination of two. And she wouldn't tell me which two. But if you say, hey, I really love and miss the honey barbecue, do you have anything close? Most beat-up servers know how to make the honey barbecue and will whip you up a serving of it.
The hot barbecue.
Hot barbecue, thank you. If you're going to dip it.
Yes.
I think to toss it on wings would be more difficult, but if you just want a little dip cup, they can probably formulate you some hot barbecue.
That's perfect. They can throw it in a Diet Coke can. And
Diet Coke, especially. Yeah. So I recommend those new sauces. I wish I got a better sample of the honey sriracha. But it was just, everything was too hot, but the honey garlic was terrific. And I could see that one being something that survives and sticks around there for a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
I enjoy that hot barbecue. I think I'm a little bit wimpier now with heat than I used to be because, like, I start to sweat a little with the hot barbecue, but I still love it.
Yeah, it's
so really good. So being able to have that on the side is definitely nice. All right, I got one more thing. And tonight, Sam and I were just like, we didn't have a taste for anything for dinner. So we're just like, okay, what do we got? Couple Tyson chicken breasts sitting in the freezer.
Okay.
And she's like, hey, I have this thing of frozen French fries. You want to try it? And in my head, I'm like, eh, sure, you know. Because frozen fries are kind of what they are. They're better now because of air fryers and the like, but found some good ones.
Okay.
Legitimately. Very good fries. The Jules brand.
Okay.
Extra crispy, restaurant style, seasoned French fried potatoes. Like, the seasoning gives it a little bit of a kick. The extra crispy does come through when you make them in the oven. Like, I'm very impressed.
And they're just Jewel branded?
Yeah, it's like your Select or whatever.
Okay.
That's the Jewel brand. It's just Signature Select, and it says extra crispy restaurant style seasoned French fried potatoes.
Extra crispy restaurant style. All right, I'm writing this down.
Yeah. I have a picture too that I can send over to you at least, because Sam's like, you're gonna forget this. I'm sending you a picture. I'm like, you know me well.
Fair.
Yes.
Fair and accurate.
Yes. So I was just thoroughly impressed. Because usually with your frozen fries, they're either like not as crispy as you would hope, or there's never really any seasoning on there. So it's just kind of what it is. It's a fry to get some potato taste, and that's about it. Get your starch, get in, get out.
Yeah.
These are legitimately really good.
Okay. That is a tough thing to find good. Did you oven them or air fry them?
We ovened them.
Do you have any left?
There might be a few.
We gotta try the air fryer experiment, see how it goes in there.
Yes.
Because that'd be a big game changer. We found something that we like in terms of frozen fries that are fine. They might be just Orida, like crinkle cut, and they do the job.
Yeah, they're fine. But no, these are like, they're not as big, because like those Orida ones, from what I remember, are pretty thick too.
Yeah.
So when you're talking about like a frozen fry, that's asking a lot. This is not as thick. And it's like crispy, but not necessarily like a double fry. And then I'm telling you, that seasoning makes all the difference. They're really good.
Okay. I'm in. That sounds delightful.
So one more time, I'll say it for people out there.
Yes.
The Jewel brand, which is the signature select, extra crispy, restaurant style, seasoned French fried potatoes.
Okay. That sounds good. All right, I've got one more little thing before Ask a Fat. I have tried the new sauce at McDonald's, the WickDonald's savory chili McNugget sauce. Very good. Obviously, like an Asian influence to it. That like chili's flavor kind of a deal. But very, very good. And I hope they keep it around because I'll get it every time I go there. It's good stuff.
Nice.
All right, we got to tell our friends about Fredo's, and then we are going to get to Ask a Fat. If you're in the Schaumburg area, you want to go visit our friends at Fredo's Pizza. Why? Well, first of all, it's amazing. It's got great everything, whether you want a salad, whether you want a deep fried whatever, like a giant mozzarella stick the size of your, well, you wish, giant mozzarella sticks, you know, like, and they've got all the I'm Fat products there, the I'm Fat burger, the I'm Fat pizza, the I'm Fat grilled cheese. All of it is great. And whatever your taste is or whatever your dietary need is, they got it for you at Fredo's Culinary Kitchen. Because look, like, you know, you can walk into your average like burger and hot dog place, and if you're looking for a decently like healthy option, you're kind of screwed.
Yeah.
There's not really a lot there. Maybe they like half-ass a salad for you and put some iceberg in there and pour some French dressing on it or something. Not at Fredo's. You're going to find really good stuff from all sort of corners of the food universe. And look, they've specialized in the junky stuff, but they've
really
got something for everybody.
Burps,
there.
Aren't you?
I am. I don't know. I mean, drinking Prime too. It's not anything with bubbles. Huh. What's going on? I think it's just because I'm old. That's what happens.
That you are.
Thank you. But yeah, go check out Fredo's Pizza, 628 South Roselle Road in Schaumburg, fredospizza.com. They've also got their amazing baked goods at fredosbakery.com. And if you want to save 10% on your mobile order to fredospizza.com, use the code I'm Fat and you'll save 10% every time you place an order. We promise you, if you listen to this podcast, Fredo's is a place you are guaranteed to love. Mm-hmm. I have no hesitation in telling you that. So go visit them, Fredo's Culinary Kitchen in Schaumburg, 628 South Roselle Road. Rick, is it time?
Yes.
To ask the fats?
Of course.
Ask a fat about this and that. It's time to chat with the fats.
Ask a Fat is always brought to you by our buddy, Charlie the Bacon Guy. And here he is with this week's Bacon Report.
Thanks, Jay. This week's available flavors are French Toast, Old Bay, Ranch, Chorizo, Nashville Hot, Raspberry Chipotle, Maui Wowie, Cheddar, and Cherry Dr. Pepper. Coming back very, very soon, hopefully by the end of this week, Maple Pepper and Rosemary. Bacon Jams are the original, the Bourbon, the Pineapple Habanero, and the Cherry Jalapeno. New project we're working on, Canadian Bacon.
Ooh.
Why not? We'll be making a couple of posts this week on the social medias about that project, and hopefully it goes well, and that'll be a new lineup item for all of you to try. Who knows? Maybe you win the prize pack. Maybe it'll be in there. Call and leave voicemails. For the Bacon Report, I'm Charlie the Bacon Guy.
All right, there he is, Charlie the Bacon Guy. How do you get your bacon? Good question. CharlieTheBaconGuy.com is the easiest way to do it. Go there, peruse the selection, look at the bacon vault, look at the flavors he's made in the past. And if there's something you badly want, like I badly wanted the cherry Dr. Pepper, Charlie made it for me, and he's made it for you. So now you can get some, and I can get some, and I'm a very happy boy. Get yourself some bacon from Charlie, some bacon jam from Charlie, CharlieTheBaconGuy.com. Got any questions for Charlie about ordering? CharlieTheBaconGuy@gmail.com. Follow him on Instagram at CharlieTheBaconGuy. See how the whole process is done. Get a look at what you're ordering. And look, I know you're like, well, you know, ordering bacon, like how much should I get? Like how much can I eat? How quickly can I eat it? Don't worry. It's all vacuum sealed. It freezes up wonderfully. I've got bacon in there from months ago that I haven't gotten to yet. Don't worry. It's going to be totally fine. No freezer burn, nothing like that. It's great. And it lasts in your fridge too. 60 days in the fridge. You're good to go. So order your bacon from Charlie, CharlieTheBaconGuy.com, and let him know the I'm Fat podcast sent you, and I'm sure he'll say, great, thanks. Here's your bacon. I don't know. CharlieTheBaconGuy.com. All right, we have no voicemails today. If you'd like to leave us a voicemail,
lame.
You can do that. It is I'mFatPod@gmail.com. That is the email address. And I'm looking at the document here, Rick, and there's something wrong. So I will find this in the email. Yeah.
So 708-858-3314 for the voicemail line.
Thank you. Email is imfatpod@gmail.com. That's why I was distracted. Okay, email here from Bill from Iowa. He said, Jay, you mentioned finding solid color t-shirts for guys our size. May I recommend the Eddie Bauer t-shirts from Sam's? Decent quality and affordable. Love the pod. That is Bill from Iowa. Thanks, Bill. That's handy. I like it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. The next one is from Adam in Louisiana. There we go. That's a little different for us.
There you go.
Hey, Rick and Jay, I'm listening to this week's episode of the pod and wanted to bring up some raspberry sweets I thought you should try if you haven't. First one is my dad's favorite Culver's order, a raspberry Oreo concrete mixer.
Yes.
Yes. If you want a more subtly raspberry flavor in ice cream, I highly recommend Talenti's raspberry chocolate chip. It's a little pricey for a store-bought pint, but it's one of my favorites. Last is Ghirardelli's dark chocolate squares with raspberry. That stuff is like crack. Love the pod.
Oof. That all sounds great, Rick. That's got you written all over it.
Yeah, raspberry. Adding raspberry to my Oreo concrete mixer. That's a move.
Damn. All right, that sounds good. Our friend Darby emailed again. We appreciate Darby. Darby says, I can't recall if you've mentioned these on the podcast before, so I'm sending these along just in case. Picture from Five Below. Creamsicle jelly beans.
Oh.
Yes. I am going to Five Below, and I am finding this stuff. I love creamsicle. Just like I love marshmallow, creamsicle is a go-to for me.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yes. Creamsicle jelly beans all effing day. Let's go.
Yeah. I'm not even the biggest jelly bean person, but I would 100% be here for that.
Yes. Okay. I got a couple more on my end here. Okay. Our buddy Russ Schneider sent us a photo.
Okay.
Of, wait, where did this go? See, God bless it. I should have done this before. Okay. An AI rendering. And it's a little bit off-putting. He put I'm Fat Podcast into AI.
Okay.
Here's the result.
Oh, no.
That is not great because it kind of looks like us. It does. Vaguely. It's made us both very, very fat. And I will put this on Instagram so everyone can see, or Facebook and Instagram, so everybody can see it. Oh, my gosh. Here's the thing, too. Clearly, I'm going to zoom up on this a little bit. I am left-handed, and I wear my watch on my right wrist. They clearly have a photo of me wearing my Apple Watch somewhere. And that's off-putting. I'm not a big fan of that.
Why am I wearing headphones that don't cover my ears?
I don't know. I'm going to call back up again and never look at it again. Russ, you're fired. I mean, I know we don't pay you anything, but I'm going to have nightmares about this, man.
Right. Like, my headphone has the thing, has the piece to go down right to the ear, but it doesn't cover my ear. So what's the point?
I don't know. That's why AI will never work. There you go. I feel better now.
Yes.
Yeah. If you're audio only, it's going to be on Twitter and Instagram and the fan page on Facebook.
Good for you for this story.
It's yikes. Don't like that one bit. All right.
You know what I did like, though?
Yeah.
The review we got.
Yes. It is a good review. This is from Daniel. 5-star review on Apple Podcast says, as fat as they want to be, Jay and Rick provide the answer to the question, what would happen if two fats had microphones, an internet connection, and the lung capacity to talk for an hour? Always hilarious and honest, it's often endearing. Ooh. They don't fetishize being fat, but humanize it. I'm Fat is the Citizen Kane of Chicagoland Fat Guy Podcast. Well, thank you. Their comedic heft is only surpassed by their actual heft. I hope the show reigns for 30 more years before transitioning to Fat Rascals on Rascals. Thank you, Jay and Rick. You walked so the rest of us fats could walk a little slower or even use the escalator. That is from Daniel. That is outstanding. Thank you very much, Daniel.
Very well played.
So we'll be in touch about Daniel's prize. And I forget who the other submission was, but it was equally as good. Yes. Do you have it?
Hold on. Give me a second.
We could probably just
for the review,
because we might have to reach this person too. I don't know if they actually sent it to us via email.
Yes. Cornfoe.
Ah.
The one with the 80s movie preview voice dealy.
Want to knock it out?
Okay.
You could do it. I have faith in you.
Boy, I forgot that this was a long review. In a world where AI is taking over. Holy shit. He called it.
Don't like that.
Nope. World War III is on the horizon, and Toupee Baby Hands' ego is stealing all the helium. One podcast makes sure you remember the basics. The I'm Fat Podcast. Food and farts, these two things remind us of what to be happy about. These two things make us smile to no end, even when the world is going down faster than eating one of Charlie's legendary bacon creations. And for that, I'm always grateful that it is Monday. For one full hour, I forget my woes and imagine visiting all the places on the fat map. Oh, sweet cream. It's a direct quote. But despite all that is happening in the world, I do have a serious question of utter importance and seriousness, of thought-provoking enigmas and mind-bending commentaries that will be without end. Oh, and this is my question is, rank these in fat social class order from highest being one and lowest being five, the belly bounce, the belly contest, and all you can eat pizza buffet, driving with your gut, and the nacho eating fat guy.
See, that's got to be the winner because he mentioned the sponsor. He gave us a segment idea. That's the winner. So they're going to win the Charlie the Big Guy prize pack. Daniel, you're going to win $100 to Nick and Ivy. We will be in touch with you about that. That doesn't mean you need to stop making five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts or Spotify by any means. They're very helpful, more helpful than you know. But we'll figure out a new way for the next wave of Charlie the Bacon Guy prize packs and Nick and Ivy gift cards. We'll brainstorm it. We'll get back to you. But it's gonna be fun. Mm-hmm. We got stuff for you. With that, we're gonna wrap things up.
Cool. Follow us on all of our social media at I'm Fat Pod, imfatpod@gmail.com. Check out the Patreon, Spotify if you like. imfatmerch.com as well. Check out all of our stuff that we have. And even if you want to peruse TeePublic but not necessarily get our stuff, still use our link. It helps us out.
And get our stuff.
YouTube.com/imfatpodcast. Subscribe, like each video. Even let them run in a background tab if you're not really that interested in watching them, or just watch them just and watch enjoy. Them.
Yep.
Yeah, just watch them. And then, you know, you can always subscribe, unsubscribe, resubscribe, unsubscribe, and resubscribe to the regular podcast feed and check out the old 5-star rating and a review. That can be profitable for you.
Yep.
And the best thing you can do is check out our sponsors, Charlie the Bacon Guy, Mazda of Orland Park, Fredo's Culinary Kitchen, and Nick and Ivy Brewing. So for Jay, I'm Rick, and this is the I'm Fat Podcast.
55 burgers, 55 fries, 55 tacos, 55 pies, 55 cokes, 100 tater tots, 100 pizzas, 100 tenders, 100 meatballs, 100 coffees, 55 wings, 55 shakes, 55 pancakes, 55 pasta, 55 peppers, and 155 taters.